What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're going to be talking about Spider-Man Homecoming, Rogue One, and a Coco. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Oh, we got a new sound effect happening. What is that?
It's Tinkerbell.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News, the show where we unsurprisingly talk about Disney Movie News. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere online at Mr. Leo Zombie, except for Twitter, which is the one that's down below. It says at Leo Zombie. I don't have a Mr. there. We keep it casual. We keep it clean. And on my left, I've got all kinds of co-hosts over here. Guys, who are you?
Who are you? Who am I? My name's Sarah Snidge. You can find me everywhere at Sarah Snidge. And I'm Sarah Snidge on YouTube and Thingamavlogs, of course. And of course, I'm the genius behind at Pasta the Pup.
I would say Pasta the Pup is the genius behind Pasta the Pup.
No, absolutely not. She brought Pasta the Pup.
She's nothing without Pasta the Pup.
Don't you? No, you are lucky you have Sarah. That is the reason you have Pasta the Pup.
It's true.
I think Pasta the Pup is the real star behind being alive.
Now.
Oh my god. Anyway, yes. Who are you?
Anyway,
who are you?
Who am I? I am Keaton. I am Keaton Markey. I'm happy to be back. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And if you follow Pasta the Pup, hey, you know.
Follow Keaton, too.
Throw her some love, too.
You know, throw a girl a bone.
That's good. Same here. We both love Pasta the Pup, so follow me as well. I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
God, you guys are so funny. You've got me howling over here.
That was like such a dad joke.
Yes, he's the most dad of all dads. I know what it is to be a father.
I know, he literally became a dad.
I'm just like, I'm worried about, I'm like in Florida the whole time, like, where's my little
girl? Can I just say something really quick before speaking of Leo? You guys, I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago when Sarah, like, almost smacked my hand, like, across the room pulling out the pin. The pin that I almost revealed was the Leo pin.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
put it down!
Yeah. It's out now.
I carry it around with me every day, and I find it in my bag randomly.
And you just think about Sarah slapping you?
I just think about both of you, and it makes me smile. There's a lot of emotions in that.
I'm glad you guys are both back.
Oh, thanks. It's nice to be back. We're happy to be here.
I was like watching you guys, and I was like, oh, I wish I could be there right after Moana, too, to talk about it, and with Pasta in the studio.
Pasta is in the studio tonight.
Yeah, Pasta's here. She's just like chilling. She's taking a puppy nap.
So cute.
When I was in Miami, my family was introducing me to friends that were coming over as, oh, this is Leo. He has a daughter. Her name's Pasta. Literally, every single time, I'm like, you gotta let them know that's a dog. I don't have a human daughter named Pasta.
Before we left, Leo was like, said something in which he called her his daughter, and then he said, I'm so proud of you for being so beautiful, is what he said to
her. That was today.
That was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her for being so beautiful.
No, you should say, I'm so proud of you for being so smart.
No. I mean, that too. I was bragging about her in the puppy classes. This is Pasta Movie News, by the way. Guys, thank you for all the happy birthdays in the chat room. I really appreciate it. Leo's birthday just passed.
Also, Walt Disney's birthday just passed.
Oh, my gosh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I had the same birthday as Walt Disney, right?
Oh!
It was the
December 5th.
Two days ago. Monday.
But we spent some time in Florida, which we'll be getting to, but that's not the first order of news. The first order of news is about my favorite.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The first order? No, no, that doesn't come until next year.
Okay,
my favorite Marvel superhero is Spider-Man, who now is finally being governed by Marvel in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is awesome. But we got a... What did you just do?
It was so perfectly timed, and the sound effect was so... You need to become a Foley artist.
I think you need to go a little higher instead of just being... You just sound like a person. Can you imagine if it just made a sound like an old lady, like, swip. Swip.
Well, I went, but that's not what it is. It's...
Oh, God.
I know it's swip.
Can we record that and put that in our sound effect?
Yeah, I want to be smiling.
Spidey, we got a teaser to the trailer. It's a teaser trailer, but not a trailer. It's a teaser that's going to show a trailer. It's a trailer trailer. And let's watch it. Let's check it out right now. I haven't seen this yet. Just came out today.
What the hell are you wearing?
It's my suit.
Where's the case?
What case?
Didn't you see the case?
What? A minor upgrade from Tony Stark.
Oh, dang. Here they come. Swings.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
is so natural.
Really, I love him.
I was reading about this online today. People are really jazzed. I love him, which is funny because he's got a British accent and he pulls off that American accent so well. But
who is that?
Is that me? It's probably me.
Yeah, not me this time.
It's not me.
No, it's probably me.
Is it me? Oh, it's me.
Every week somebody slips through that crack. Yeah, he hides his British accent really well. But what people are saying, it's interesting because he nails being Peter Parker very organically, and he nails being the wise Alec Spider-Man very naturally. Where people were saying that before that Tobey Maguire kind of nailed the average Joe nerd Peter Parker of the 60s, but his Spider-Man was a little bit lacking, where Andrew Garfield had an awesome Spider-Man wisecracking kind of smart Alec, and then he was kind of a, you know, lackluster Peter Parker.
He was too cool.
He was too cool. He didn't quite fit it. But he naturally fits the excited teenager that has, he has superpowers, and he's hanging out with the Avengers, and this is awesome! Oh, you got a metal arm! You know, that whole attitude of Peter Parker. I feel like he embodies both perfectly.
Is that how the movie's going
to
be filmed?
No, that's what I was about to say. A lot of people are asking about the GoPro thing.
Oh, God.
No, I think that's going to be, that's sort of like, it might have elements in there because, first of all, Peter Parker is a photographer and he takes pictures of himself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the new kind of spin on that, the modern age spin, is that he's going to be putting, like, maybe uploading GoPro footage or something like that from Spider-Man swinging around. But I don't think the entire movie will be shot that way. That's a big concern. But clearly, when he jumps off, I don't know why I'm pointing at the TV. When he jumps off the building and over the helicopter, it's a steady shot, right? Mm-hmm. I think that'll be more of like his first person point of view type of thing, and it's kind of a cool gimmick to put in there. But I don't think it'll be overpowering in the movie. Yeah. Another interesting thing about this is that Happy is back. That Iron Man's chauffeur, Jon Favreau.
Who does he think he is, honestly?
Dominating,
directing
everything.
Disney movies, being in Disney movies.
I know, he's killing it, and I love him. Everything he's been doing lately,
making
has been amazing.
Deals with Disney.
You're not Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Hey, calm down, Jon Favreau, Miranda.
He is basically.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I'm glad that he's back. He was a cool flavor in the Iron Man movies, and I think it's cool that he's getting united with Spider-Man. And I feel like he's a good character.
Honestly, it's been so long since I've seen original Iron Man movies that I didn't remember he was in them.
I feel like the Marvel movies, you watch them once and you move on.
I was like, oh, he's in them.
He directed them and he was in them.
He directed them?
Jon Favreau? He directed the original Iron Man.
Wait, come on. Say his last name again?
Favreau.
Favreau?
That's his name.
Jon Favreau.
I know, but it's Jon Favreau.
He says things funny.
I say things funny?
Yes.
Jon Favreau?
Yeah, no, like how you say Christmas.
How do you say Christmas?
Well, now I can't. I say Christmas.
Christmas. He's Hispanic.
Because I'm Hispanic and I have an accent.
Like always.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what.
I'll be like, Merry Christmas.
What do you want to do for Christmas? What do you want to do for Christmas? Because that's, I don't know, that's how I say
it. So 25 days of Christmas.
Don't Cuban shame me. Jeez.
Oh, no one's Cuban shaming you.
Christmas.
Who in the chat room is happy about Happy Hogan being back?
Speaking of people in the chat room, hey, you guys, there's 64 of you right now, and I only see 21 thumbs up.
What the heck?
So, give thumbs up.
Give some thumbs up.
Like, pasta's here, guys. Thumbs up for pasta.
Thumbs up for pasta.
Well, before we move on, I want to say a cool little additional factor in the movie. When Spider-Man jumps over the helicopter, he's got wings. He's got web wings.
Yeah, that was the news. That was the news.
I know, but the trailer wings. Being released is like even better. So this image that we have up here is Spider-Man. You can see the webs. He was originally drawn with them in his armpit. And it's cool how they reincorporated them into the movie to give him sort of like a body flight suit sort of aesthetic. And that'll
he's
be fun to see.
Girl.
What?
I'm kidding.
Look how shiny he is, guys. His webs are so shiny.
Don't let Leo talk about Spider-Man because he will never stop.
I will never stop. He's literally my favorite superhero. But we'll move on. The next piece of what happened to my news? Did I click?
What happened
out
to
of
your
it?
Schnooze?
I clicked out of it. Do you have it in front of you?
Schnooze clues. Guardians.
Okay.
One, two,
Guardians. Oh, it's right. We got a trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, we
Let's
did.
Pop
Everyone
that
is
up.
Freaking out about Baby Groot.
Baby
Groot is amazing.
I sent a link. I sent a link, Aaron.
So this is
keep
cool.
Keep vamping.
Yeah, we'll keep. Okay, so
let's talk about
the reason this is kind of cool is that nobody was expecting the trailer to drop when it did. It's kind of neat.
It was like Beyonce's Lemonade.
Yeah, just boom, here you go. Not even making a big PR announcement. Just go crazy. And it's cool because it shows a lot. I mean, a whole lot.
I honestly haven't watched it yet.
See, Spider-Man gets a trailer for his trailer, and then Guardians of the Galaxy is like, we don't even need that here. Just boom.
When does Guardians come out?
Next year. A couple months.
Early next year?
Early?
Yeah. Give me a date.
I would say roughly 2017.
I was like, wait.
That's all you do in the math. You're like, oh, yes, second quarter. Yeah, Baby Ow. Groot. They should have just called this trailer Baby Groot. Baby Groot Galaxy 2.
Who wants to watch this trailer?
Oh, we got it up. Okay, let's go. I am Groot. Monsters in...
The fate of the universe lies on your shoulders.
Always.
That's good, naturally. Good visuals.
Now, whatever
players.
You do...
It's great.
Don't touch the button.
Don't push this button.
Dizzy, don't touch the button!
That will set off the bomb immediately, and we'll all be dead.
Oh, my God.
Now, repeat back what I just said.
I am Groot.
No, he did it. He got it right. That's the one he said. Everyone. Push the button.
Try again.
I am Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
I love angry
Rocket.
Anger management issues.
Gosh. This movie looks like so much
I'm so excited. I love Guardians. I want to rewatch the first one over and over again.
So fun. Who?
The soundtrack is always the best.
Well, it's 80s this time, not 70s. I clean to the original Guardians soundtrack. Like, literally, I put it on and I just dance and I clean the house.
I wonder if Groot's gonna actually grow up.
Yeah, he's gotta.
He has to. Yeah, he's grown. He's already grown.
No, I mean, in the movie, if he'll become
medical grown. Is anybody have any tape out there? I wanna put some tape over the death button. Nobody has any tape. Not a single person has tape.
This is my life.
Foam in your bag. If anybody's gonna have tape, it's you. I have to do everything. You
I'm so worried Groot's going on a suicide mission right there. I'm very concerned.
He can't. He's too popular. Merchandising's too big.
He's so cute. How does Rocket understand him?
He has a telepathic link.
If I touch someone,
this is funny. This is so funny.
Yeah, I guess, I feel a general unselfish love for just about everybody.
No, sexual love.
No, I don't.
Not her.
No.
Your deepest, darkest secret?
Dude,
come on. I think you're overreacting a little bit.
You must be so embarrassed.
Oh my God, come on.
Do me.
Oh, man. I love the dynamic that the characters have with each other. It's so solid, man. They really... They crafted over one movie. I feel like Guardians has been a franchise forever now, right? And this has literally been
one movie.
I know, one movie. We got it all. So, something that people were asking online, I saw this debate going back and forth. Is it the same Groot, or is it a new Groot? And the answer is it's actually an entirely new Groot with all of old Groot's memories. Which basically
like the
means
Doctor.
It is. Yes, it's exactly
like
Doctor Who. So it's a new body with the old memories of Groot. So even though he's little, he still like has
all the wisdom.
But he's going to grow larger.
Yeah, he'll become
big
Groot again.
Be big Groot.
And literally there is no difference between a new Groot and old Groot other than it is technically a new Groot and technically is the best kind of correct. So that's the correct answer.
Someone in the chat was saying that the movie comes out in summer to correlate with The Ride. I'm pretty sure The Ride is correlating with the movie, though.
Yeah, well, let's be honest.
I'm pretty sure.
So I'm excited.
I'm mad about that.
Let's not go there.
It's like rock and roll Star Wars. That's what I call it. I'm super pumped about that.
I talked to James about it today.
Oh, my God. I wish James and Chelsea would shut up about Tower of Terror.
No,
everyone tweeted
not
them
not
about
that
this.
James. Other James.
Oh, whoops. Well, them too.
I wish everybody would shut up about it.
I'm just like, we've had our time to mourn.
Here's what I'm going
to
say.
I'm going to say something.
Well, James did tell me there's a really good Imagineer working on.
Yeah, Rhodey.
So I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
He actually made me feel better about it.
I'm not a fan of his earlobes, but he does good stuff.
What's
he's
his
the
earlobes?
Guy who like design. He's got like crazy hair.
Here's what I'm going to say.
If you're opposed to change at Disneyland, then you're opposed to Walt's original vision.
Oh no. Let's not. No one knows what Walt wanted.
Next!
I'm just saying.
Walt
enough,
was about innovation and change.
Enough time has passed.
He literally created a land about it.
Enough time has passed.
Tomorrowland?
Yeah. It's about the
Well, now it's like Star Wars land, so.
Well,
no, he's talking
no,
about
not,
keep moving forward.
All right. Next piece of news. Spaceship Earth became the Death Star for 30 whole minutes on Monday. We have some footage. Let's watch that. Just a clip of it happening.
Finally, they made that cool. It took them this long.
Oh, my God. We're about to go off.
We have several small ships approaching.
Uh-oh. Can't have that.
Our first test.
Is this your footage?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that.
Look at that.
It looks so real.
Oh, it's gonna destroy that planet!
Bye. Bye,
planet. Well, that's... It's really dark for Disney. It's pretty real dark.
The Empire. We need a new hope, you guys. Get it? Because a new hope is what follows us up. You get it? The Death Star? We need a new hope to stop the Death Star? Okay.
Someone's a mouth breather.
Oh, Renee's like, who's that?
Wait, did you guys...
Alright, so that happened.
Okay, so now, cool.
Leo and I were there.
Yeah, we were there. As a matter of fact, we didn't even see the screen because we were closer to the Death Star than we were to the screen. We were past the screen, which is kind of cool. Yeah, so they did that. Sarah and I went out there for the event, and people were really hyped. They made a couple of announcements about that, actually. Yeah. Mads Mikkelsen came out. We got to see an exclusive clip of him talking to the man in the white cape about him not wanting to actually build the Death Star, and it's implied that he's being forced to do so, which is pretty cool. They put on this display. They actually fired it off 2 times while we were there. Pretty neat. We periscoped it live, so shout out to the people that watched it on Periscope with us. And that's about it. That's what it is.
The announcements, though.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to let you take those.
The announcements were that Star Tours is going to go back to being randomized, so you don't know where you're going anymore. Because since they added Jakku, it was kind of like
not entirely random.
Yeah, you were always going to get Jakku.
But Jakku now gets thrown back into the lineup.
Yeah, and they're going to add another location from... Is it Rogue One or Episode 8?
There's going to be a new one from Episode 8.
Yeah.
But obviously, we don't know what
it is.
And it's unclear if we have to wait for Episode 8 to come out and before we get the new planet, or if we get the new planet as sort of like the promotion for it.
It's going to coincide with Episode 8.
Right, but what does that mean? Like, do we get it? Does it get released before the movie or as the movie comes out?
With the Season of the Force like they did with Episode 7. So, depending on when they start their Christmas season for that as well.
No, but didn't we... We got Jakku after. We got after the movie.
Yeah.
That's what... Fair. That's the only thing. They were a little unclear about that. But I would...
It made it sound like it was soon, so it's really not.
I would imagine that it would come out before.
But I have
like
no
you
idea.
Said, with the next season of The Force, that would make a lot of sense to me. But would it be too much of a spoiler? Who knows? They also announced that we're going to be getting some new walk-around atmosphere characters at the parks. The AWR troopers.
Troopers.
Advanced Weapon Research Stormtroopers.
In the launch bay.
They're black ones. The black ones with the big guns.
And
from Rogue One.
They're launching a new Star Wars tour at Disney Hollywood Studios. I'm not sure if they're going to bring it to Disneyland. They didn't announce anything for Disneyland, but it's safe to assume that a lot of the stuff they announced will come to Disneyland as well.
Yeah.
Star Wars tour that's like 7 hours long.
What is that?
It's like you get to ride all the Star Wars things. You get like a Star Wars dining experience. Mm-hmm. Cool. Other things.
They're putting a lot of chips on the table for Star
Wars.
Guys...
There was one other thing, too. What was it? They're bringing back the Star Wars fireworks. At the same... They're keeping their holiday fireworks at Hollywood Studios, and they're running the Star Wars fireworks
It's
going to
coincide
time.
With Jingle Bell, Jingle Jam. It's going to be...
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Bam, excuse me. Bam! Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam! And then at one showing, and then the next showing will be Star Wars.
This is a whole world, but like I said, it's probably... It's I mean, there's no
we're
no
going to get We're going to get some remnants of that. Yeah. Some of those asteroids floating away from Alderaan as it explodes.
We'll probably get the troopers, and we'll probably maybe get the tour.
We'll definitely get the troopers. They have Jawas over there, though. I thought that was kind of cool.
Did you guys see the X-Wing on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah. I did. That's all my Facebook feed was. God, it would be cool if I could go look at it in person up close.
You should just go right tonight.
What?
You can just look through the fence.
No, I want a tanja.
So for people who think that the projection like doesn't look good, it's hard to like make it look good when you can't get rid of the grooves on Spaceship Earth. Like, you can't.
It's as cool as it can.
It's a golf ball, guys.
It also like looks really. It looks better the longer I looked at it.
Yeah. No. And for me, okay, I gotta say, like, obviously I'm a diehard Star Wars fan. I'm there. I've got this Imperial officer yelling about the Empire rising to greatness with these great new weapons, and it's like setting this atmosphere. I'm with a bunch of people that are super stoked about Star Wars around me, and I'm just really kind of inundated in this atmosphere. And then they start playing that siren, that
my gosh,
and I'm like, oh my lord. And then you see the laser. I didn't expect the laser to actually come off of the Death Star. So to me, I'm like, this is the closest I'll ever get in real life to seeing something look like the actual Death Star. I know that it's
until somebody
makes
like a giant.
Well, we probably have a few years. few seasons before that, a few seasons of The Force before we get one of those. But I was, you know, for me it was cool, you know, suspension of disbelief. I could block out the grooves for the time being.
I thought it was cute, and I liked it.
It was cute. I liked it a lot. That's the first time anybody's ever called a Death Star cute, probably.
I liked it a lot, and that is my genuine opinion.
Everything, girl. You're like, it doesn't intimidate me.
Real cute. You're cute. I think you're cute.
She rebels.
Disney's really big on projection shows. They do it on the castles. They do it on Small World. Well, they do it on the Grauman's Chinese Theater. It's another way for them to, like, add an additional layer to their nighttime shows.
And it's cheap.
And so to expect them to not do it on Spaceship Earth is a little bit silly, in my opinion.
And they did, you know, they cleared out the park, so it wasn't during park hours. It was like this special event just for Star Wars fans, and I don't know. It was cool to me. I understand the complaints, but it was cool to me.
I don't not understand why people are upset, but I do think it's unreasonable considering the circumstances.
Yeah, I also think it's a bit.
Wait, do they have video of Alan Tudyk doing the chicken?
Yeah, and he says he went to Juilliard. He claims that he went to Juilliard. He's like, I went to Juilliard for this. But that's it. That's all the spaceship one news. That was a lot of Star Wars news, though, which is kind of cool.
That was a lot.
I'm so excited for this movie, you guys. I can't even tell you. Next piece of news, we got Alan Tudyk to be in Wreck-It Ralph 2 and Frozen 2, which is not a surprise. He is Disney's golden boy, along with Lin-Manuel Miranda. He is in everything, but he's been in everything.
He's the Ratzenberger of General Disney.
Yeah, he's Disney's Ratzenberger, and well-deserved, by the way. I've been a fan of his for a very long time, even before Firefly. A Knight's Tale was...
He was so great in Dodgeball.
Glorious in
those
movies.
Dodgeball was a great movie, too.
He was a pirate,
A Knight's Tale is, like, probably in my top 10.
Oh, yeah. It's such
so
a good movie. So good. Totally underrated, by the way. Like, that movie just...
I miss it.
Poor PR and marketing and bad imagery for that movie.
But it's beautiful.
Guys, check it out for Alan Tudyk's sake. But yeah, that's it. That's all we got. He's confirmed for those movies.
He says he wants to be in a Marvel movie.
He wants to be in a Marvel movie?
Who would I cast Alan him as in a Marvel movie?
I could see him in a Star Wars movie before a Marvel movie, I'll be honest.
He is going to be in
Probably
Star Wars.
Probably because of Firefly, though.
He is, right? Isn't that part of the article? He is going to be in Star Wars?
He's in Star Wars. He's the robot.
Yeah, he's the robot.
In Rogue One.
I would want to see him as Mysterio in Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
He's the robot.
People were saying that Bruce Campbell should be Mysterio, but Alan Tudyk would be a really good Mysterio.
Yeah, he would.
Dude, good call on that one.
Tweet it.
Tweet it out.
Let's make it happen.
Put it out in the universe.
Alan Mysterio.
The secret. Tudyk. Make it happen.
Mysterio is a washed-up magician who becomes a supervillain and uses all of his magician tricks to fight Spider-Man.
Love it.
And he's got a giant fishbowl on his head.
Alan Tudyk.
In
a nutshell. In a fishbowl. I believe it.
Right, exactly. Like, I can see a scene where he's trying to fight Spider-Man. He's like, I can't see with this thing. Anyway, yeah. Take it off. Oh, man.
I want to be Alan Tudyk.
Ravager?
You know what? I was supposed to cover an event last night that I couldn't do last minute. And Alan didn't show up.
Oh.
But Mark Hamill was there, and Nathan Fillion were both there. But Alan was supposed to be there, too. Yeah, Alan was supposed to be there, too, and he didn't show up.
We were too... Well, I wanted to go.
So, yeah, I wanted... I meant if I could, like, have a Disney career, I would want it to be Alan Tudyk's.
I know, but you said, I want to be Alan Tudyk.
I want to be Alan Tudyk, too.
I think I will be so bold as to say that if I had the chance to voice a Disney princess or be Alan Tudyk...
Oh, Alan Tudyk.
I would be Alan Tudyk, because then I get to be in every single...
Every Disney movie.
Okay. Retroactively speaking here, if you could be the voice of any Disney princess, who would it be?
Ugh, God, I always say Esmeralda, but then I'm like, I wish someone who's like... heritage with like family with gypsies would with
Moana.
What? That's a lot of mumbling. Moana for sure.
Oh my gosh, she's my new favorite princess. Yeah. Like I never had a cool princess like that. I said that last week.
How cool is Ali'i right now? Like
she's the coolest chick ever.
She's the coolest. Yeah.
And Moana is like the coolest princess. And I'm gonna like make my if I have ever a daughter, just make her watch Moana and be like, be cool and like want to go on adventures like this. Girl.
Be Moana, kid.
Be her.
Sail.
You just throw boats at her.
Yeah. Sail.
You throw in the ocean. Song. Figure it out.
My Facebook.
Get past the ring. Connect with the ocean.
My ocean better.
My Facebook time hop like came up the other day that it had been a year since I was like
the wig that you wore.
I was like white girls need to shut up about auditioning for Moana. it needs to go to a Pacific Islander. Like, a year had passed, and the movie was out, like, a year after I had, like, posted that on Facebook, and I was like, LOL.
Dude, I know I can't be Moana.
I was like, I don't want it to sound like I'm talking about you just because you said that, but you reminded me of Keaton. The thing.
Keaton, your dreams are never going to come true.
Stop trying to sail.
You can't be a wayfinder. I'm sorry.
Stop trying to high-five the stars.
You're not high-fiving the
stars. What a cool grandma.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what's interesting, though, now? I feel like voice actors, like, when I know that they tend to go for bigger actors now than they did before. Yeah, gotta make way for him.
And I just get those socks stuck in my head randomly.
That's my favorite song. But I think it's interesting now how much they push the actors behind the voices.
That's gonna be part of our Coco news.
Yeah, I know. We're getting there. But
make way.
Yeah, like when Aladdin came out, like I didn't know who either one of them were, and I feel like
they were both white,
right? And it was like DJ's boyfriend, and that's still a surprise because
Caleb Kane did the singing voice.
The singing voice, but like I found that out just randomly. It wasn't like they promoted it or had him running around. Anyway, it's cool that they're doing that now. But moving forward, speaking of Favreau. He will be...
Wait, Leo, which Disney prince would you voice?
Oh, which Disney? Aladdin.
The coolest.
He's the coolest.
Aladdin or Robin Hood?
If they
Aladdin or Dodger?
Ooh. Oh.
Well, here's the thing. Aladdin for legacy, but if they remade Oliver and Company now, I would... And, like, they were doing a...
Can you give me some Artful Dodger?
Some what?
The Artful Dodger. Can you give me some?
The Artful Dodger?
It's based off of Oliver Twist.
No, I know, but I can't, like, do an impression.
You know, what? Do sing.
No.
Sing.
No. Sing for me.
Now sing.
Leo just goes, no.
Wait, guys, absolutely not. Before we get to this Lion King news, can we just talk about how they announced the Bachelor contestants and all of them want to be the Little Mermaid?
Oh, yeah.
All of them get, like, the same survey questions to do their, like, ABC bios, and all of them said that they love dolphins, and all of them said that if they could be, like, a fictional character, they'd want to be Ariel.
No, she's 16, and she goes, Daddy, I'm 16!
She's the worst.
I want to get married. She's the worst. Moana is, like, the updated, awesome version of Ariel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, come on.
Pixar has a good point. Maybe I should have voiced Snow White.
You should definitely voice.
You
want to
know a secret? Promise not to tell.
Oh my god!
We are standing. Are you wishing well?
Pretty good.
I know. I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
That's
so,
like really
Little Mermaid
scary.
And dolphins all
like
over the Bachelor.
Because I have a super low voice.
But Favreau back at it again. He's in Spider-Man. He directed Jungle Book, which is amazing. He will be directing Jungle Book 2, and he talks a little bit about VR. Virtual reality for the Lion.
Wait, can we just go back to when Sarah and I made fun of you for ever saying that they should remake Lion King?
Right?
I can't believe
you guys. You guys laid it on me.
Well, we can't. Okay.
No, you laid.
Hey, real quick.
Let me do an impression of myself waking up the morning of the day. Everyone tweeting.
I'm like on my phone.
And I woke up and I see it and I go, hey, babe.
Listen, we said that it would be absurd for it to be called a live-action remake. It is not a live-action remake.
You want.
It is just a remake.
You know what I call
it?
We
were like, you can't make a live-action remake of something that doesn't have any humans in it.
You know what I call it? I call it being right.
No! No! No!
Man, I nailed it. I mean, just bullseye
not
on that one.
Not to toot my own horn,
look how quiet. Yeah, you're on my side because she wasn't here for that. So.
I mean, Lion King was the Frozen of the 90s, so I understand why they want to cash in on that. It was.
Lion King is the Frozen of every decade since it came out.
No, Lion King was the biggest thing.
It still is. It's literally the number one show in all of the
Yeah, I get it, but like it is not Frozen right now. You know what I mean? Like Frozen is Frozen right now.
I completely understand. It is being made into a live action movie.
Sarah wins by technicality.
Yep.
Sarah always wins.
Yes.
You just that's
Leo
a random,
knows this. Leo knows this. This is why their relationship is still.
I know the little thickness, but we all know the real truth, right, guys? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Okay.
Happy wife, happy life.
So, what does Favreau have to say about the Lion King VR?
It's cool. It's cool to be able to go to real places and look at them and then make them in a computer.
So does that mean we're going to be getting it on our
smartphones? Oh, VR stuff.
Yeah,
that's
VR
cool.
stuff. Yeah. And by the way, it was also talked about that he will be directing both at the same time.
What? Stop being what? Such an overachiever, dude.
He's directing what? Jungle Book and Lion King at the same time.
Ew. Stop it.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Also,
he's
what about his like Magic Kingdom?
He's starring in movies and he's directing two Disney films all at the same time.
You're so weird.
He's just really weird.
Weird.
That was good.
You're so weird. So my roommate has one of those VR things, and he was like, you should try this out. I was like, yeah, let me try some VR stuff out. Mm. And I put it on, and it starts off, and it was like this, like, children's, like, fun book thing. And then it turns into a horror film.
Which one?
And it was terrifying.
What was it?
I don't know what it was, but you, like, pick a bedtime story.
Oh, it was VR.
And then you're sitting in your bed.
God, I love
and
VR.
You're like, this is so great. And then all of a sudden, clown. Terrible.
VR was designed to troll people. Jason Peck had a really good question. Leo, would you like to see Jon Favreau direct a Star Wars movie? And I say no to that. Although I love him as a director, I believe his feel isn't quite Star Wars. He has a way to convey a serious tone in a very lighthearted way that just kind of makes the movie light and enjoyable, like Iron Man was. Like, you know, it was cool. It was an action movie, but it was also funny in the Jungle Book, which was beautiful. And although I was carried through the story the entire time, it still has sort of more of like a whimsical feel to it overall. And I feel like that's not the right tone for a Star Wars movie. Although I think he's awesome, I think maybe if he produced it, it might be kind of cool, something like along those lines. But yeah, not a Star Wars, not a Star Wars. Marvel movie is perfect for him. He's perfect for Marvel, not for DC though. What are you doing?
Which one, Sarah?
I'll say nothing.
Which
don't one, worry. Sarah? No, I just opened it for later. A BuzzFeed quiz. No. Guys, I didn't have a. I don't have a problem with them remaking Lion King. I just
no, she doesn't.
I just said it wasn't going to happen.
You, if I remember correctly, you openly scoffed in my face.
No, because Leo. No,
you laughed and spittle landed on my eye.
No, this is what happened. It was the conversation was what like Disney cartoon would you like most like to see turn
and
into
he
a
said
live
Lion
action?
King, and I was like, you're
and
an idiot.
And we all laughed at you because you said Lion King.
I've never heard more O's at the end of the word no ever in my life. Like, no! But I said, I bet you.
I don't
you,
have a problem with it.
And I called it. I was like, I bet you that's what they make.
I want to voice Sarabi.
Sarabi?
Sarabi!
You can't. You can't audition for Moana and you can't voice Sarabi.
Why can't I voice Sarabi?
Because we need an African-American woman.
What? Oh, yeah, you're right. I was trying to remember her line.
By the way,
talking.
Fun fact, Coming to America with Eddie Murphy, great movie. The parents in that are the King and Queen of Zamunda, played by James Earl Jones, and I can't remember the actress's name, but they are also Mufasa and Sarabi in Lion King, and they were African royalty in that movie, and then African royalty in Lion King, which is really cool.
After seeing The Lion King, the word truth, mm-hmm. It never, like, sounded the same to me because of the way that Sarabi says it. She's like, the truth.
All I have to say is if they do not get James Earl Jones to be Mufasa again, that'll be a mistake.
I don't know if they would, though.
It's a mistake. And JTT better have some type of cameo.
Oh, that would be amazing.
JTT, if you
are
not...
What do you think he's thinking?
Dude, he's like, yes, it's time. The time has come. What?
Sorry, what if he was adult Simba?
Can he match up with Matthew Broderick
though?
Yes.
Yes.
You think so?
Guys, yes.
You think so?
If he can, if as long as he said Nate calls Timon, he doesn't call Timon Timon, I'm fine. I'm down with it.
Timon. Here's the thing. If he's
Aladdin.
I know. He's got to be very breathy. Because adult Simba was always like, I don't know. Like, he's always like exhaling.
Oh, my past.
You know, my dad. I think everybody
what my dad said.
They could literally get every same actor to do all the voices because they're all still alive.
I know. What if they did?
That would be amazing. Nathan Lane.
Oh, my God. Guys, my favorite piece of trivia. My favorite piece of trivia for a long time was, what is Nala's mom's name?
I don't know. What is it?
Natiri.
Serafina.
That's beautiful.
Natiri is from Avatar.
Oh. Guys, you realize that Mufasa is Nala's dad too.
Incest.
Yeah.
There's only one male lion Timon. In a pride.
But what I feel like Timon. Yeah, I guess he has to say Timon because that's how we would say it in America if you pick an American actor.
Big love.
Horrified.
Big love. Well, no, because I love Lion King 2 a lot.
Lion King 1.5. Oh.
No, Lion King 2. Lion King 1.5 is stupid.
Dig, go.
Dig,
dig, dig, dig.
Evil as plain as the scar on his face.
Deception
and outrage. Disgrace.
I love Lion King.
Oh my gosh. When we were in Orlando. There was a guy playing piano. He's playing Disney songs on the piano in the lobby at the Grand Floridian. And I walked up to this huge group of people, like, listening to him. You know, I'm just enjoying the music, and someone goes, "Yeah, I don't know." I'm like, "Wait, are you trying to stump these people?" Mm. Nobody knew the Disney songs he was playing.
I didn't know this was happening, or else I would have came in.
I started singing all the words, and he's like, "You want a song with a lot of words?" And he started playing. He tried to stump me, and I would just sing along with all the songs. And everyone looks at me like, "You really like Disney?"
That is an understatement.
Yeah, that's
do I?
My job.
Guilty. Last piece of news, though, guys. Speaking of Disney,
this is the biggest news.
Coco! We got some dudes, and I will let Sarah talk about them because she's particularly puzzled and passionate about them.
Coco, the only Pixar movie on the lineup that isn't a sequel currently. Mm. What's up? So this is the first piece of concept art that we have for Coco.
Yeah.
And it's revealed that Coco is the grandmother's name.
Oh.
Abuelita Coco.
Abuelita Coco.
The first thing I noticed when I saw this was, oh my gosh, if they kill off another grandmother, Disney, why?
Disney's really on the grandmother kick right now.
They're killing with the grandma stuff, man. It's too emotional for me. I was streaming tears.
Reading this. I was like, God, Leo's going to die over Coco.
My connection with my grandma is so deep, you guys. It's crazy.
And he's Hispanic.
And I'm Hispanic. Yeah, this is gonna hit me where I live in the deep. Look at it, little boy wearing red. That's my color.
Boy wearing red.
Miguelito with Coco.
So, Coco, they announced a couple of casting things. All Hispanic cast, which all Latino cast.
Yeah.
Benjamin Bratt. Who's super great is
Benjamin Bratt's in Doctor Strange, by the way. He's the guy that Doctor Strange goes and talks to and finds out about the place in the Himalayas where he needs to visit. That's Benjamin Bratt, also from Law and Order.
He's
FYI.
He's in it.
Yes.
And then we learned a little
bit. Who does he play, by the way?
Yeah, he doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't
it's
say.
Not revealed.
He's in it.
The plot of Coco.
Miss Congeniality, he was great in that movie.
Yeah, I love him in Miss Congeniality.
No,
I love Benjamin Bratt. I love Miss Congeniality.
He's a great dude. Great dude.
Okay, so the plot of Coco is that music is forbidden.
Silly. Que loco es Coco.
That's like, oh my God, this is just like that movie where dance
Footloose.
Footloose.
It's Disney's Footloose. I don't understand.
People are saying I got a teacher to say Coco, by the way. Say Coco.
Coco.
Guys.
Okay, so Robbie, continue.
Alan Tudyk. Alan, I'm just going to start calling you Alan.
Please do.
It's a dream.
it's my dream. I got a dream.
Make way.
Make way.
All right, so, you know, it also sounds a little bit like Moana, where, like, Miguel wants to play music, and
Moana.
I anticipate that his grandmother will be the only one supporting that dream.
It also sounds a lot like Book of Life. Like, he wants to be a musician and can't because his family won't let him, type of thing.
I didn't remember that.
How is this
going to
be a musical if there's no music allowed?
Well, that's the whole thing. All the songs are going to be whispered.
Is it a musical?
So it's going to go like...
Is it a musical?
Can't keep my...
I don't know.
Moana. Make way. Make way.
That would be the creepiest.
There's been
Disney
no musical
movie.
Pixar movie yet.
Yeah.
This is true.
I don't think it's a musical.
I don't think it's a musical.
From what I remember seeing, Lee Unkrich is struggling to call it a musical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's going to be songs in it, though, I would imagine.
There's going to be songs. I did actually find Benjamin Bratt's role in the movie.
Oh.
Yes. Son. He plays the late Ernesto de la Cruz.
Ernesto.
Yeah. Who is Miguel's favorite singer of all time.
Oh, that's right. I did
read
that.
Music exists, just not in Miguel's world.
Consider the burrito. Consider with cheese.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's really great. Lee Unkrich is like an awesome guy. I got to meet him when I went to Pixar for the first time. He directed Toy Story 3. He was involved in all Toy Stories. He directed Toy Story 3. He's super dope. So I'm pumped.
Super dope.
All the best people are working on this from Pixar. It's like Lee Unkrich, and then who's the other director? There's another guy. And then the producer who's like produced like all the Nemo movies. Darla Anderson.
I wonder if when Pixar, like early on in their like creative meetings and stuff, if Pixar, like they're sitting around talking about the story and they're like, you guys, how many times are we going to make these people cry?
Dude, like, put a moment. Literally. Put one right now. Wait, no, it's not time. No, it's time.
No. We're pulling up on them.
Book of Life is a 10 out of 10, by the way.
Adrian Molina.
Have you guys seen Book of Life? No. Have you seen it?
No.
No. Is it that good?
You guys.
It's really good.
I literally watched it 3 times in one day.
I think it's like has beautiful it's so
three
animation.
Times in
I
one day?
Its
yeah,
style.
It's so good.
No, it's not confirmed that it won't be about Dia de los Muertos. He goes on like a magic journey. Like, where like, it's gonna be dated. Like, sorry. Like, yeah. We didn't, like, go into the plot more. It
well,
definitely
yeah,
is. Because, like,
episode,
a
yeah.
lot of, a lot of stuff in the very beginning of this movie was controversial because they tried to trademark the phrase Dia de los Muertos because that was gonna be the original title of the movie.
Oh, no!
And everyone was like, what are you, what? You can't trademark our holiday? And, like,
I'm gonna trademark
out.
The word Christmas.
Yeah,
Hanukkah.
Exactly.
Can I trademark the word Hanukkah?
See, he teams up with a friendly spirit named Hector to find the singer and earn his family's blessing to perform.
So,
and he goes to the land of the dead,
which
and
is,
he has to get back
so
to the
land
of the living.
So we know Coco's going to die.
This sounds so much like Book of Life. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what Book of Life is about. The main character wants to be a singer, and his dad wants him to be a bullfighter instead. And then he dies, and he goes to the underworld so that he can gain his family's approval. Literally, that's the storyline.
Oh, wow.
I wonder
it's
what
crazy.
We do to
I mean,
make our
we know
proud.
We know
through
how
song,
long.
Through music.
We know how long it takes to make these movies.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, how long.
What I'm culturally concerned with is that Moana was such... Okay, like, I all the work that they put into it was amazing. And then it turned out to be an awesome movie. And, you know, the big plight of the Hispanic community is that we got a Disney princess, but we got her in a Disney Junior show where no one gets to see her, which is unfortunate. So now we're finally going to get a movie on the big screen about, you know, Mexican culture. You know, is it going to be good?
There's a lot to live up to after releasing something like Moana.
That's the fear. That's the
but
concern.
Again, remember, everybody was obsessed with Frozen.
Yeah.
And then Moana comes out, and I'm like, Frozen what?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, I feel like with young kids, I still
let
think...
Let it go? No.
No, I still think... I think with, like younger kids, Frozen's probably stronger.
Away. Yeah, it's... people are pointing out, it's primarily Mexican. It is Mexican. It's not...
They're not going to mix
It's not
cultures.
Like they're mixing, yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But... They got to do it right. Like, the thing is, Book of Life did it awesome.
Yeah, they did.
They did such a good job, but it wasn't Disney, so it's not getting it.
I think it's on Netflix. I'm going to go watch it.
It's really good.
Really? Is it that good?
Text
I'll
me
do.
Right after you
I
watch
will.
It.
I will. I'm going to go
it's
watch
so
it.
Good.
I'll watch it. All the music is like pop music redone
in mariachi.
Who made it?
DreamWorks, I believe.
I don't think
did
so.
Did they do Road to El Dorado?
That's DreamWorks.
Because I'm obsessed with Road to El Dorado.
That's a pretty good one.
Favorite.
But they got like
no,
they got
Fox.
Like Kevin Kline.
It's
to
Fox.
Play.
Oh, Anastasia.
Oh, Fox.
It's Fox. Yeah,
okay.
Anastasia.
It's Anastasia. Watch. I'm obsessed with that one too.
Cool.
I don't know. I just
this.
You know I look forward to it, and you know I'm not Mexican, but like you know them is my brothers. You know what I'm saying? So you know
hermanos.
Hermanos. We get something. You know we get to live vicariously in some to some degree. I wonder if we'll ever get like a Caribbean. Thing though, I know we're getting
pirates.
More from Spain.
No,
I know, no, you're right. Like
the Caribbean.
Yeah, but they always like it's
Leo
like,
identifies as like Spanish.
Yeah,
well,
because yeah, I mean, look at me. So I know that Gigantic will be good.
Blue eyes.
I know, I'm like the most Spanish looking dude. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to it. I'm still excited. I just you know we gotta. It's like tiptoeing into a jacuzzi. It feels good, but you gotta get in slow.
Gotta get in slow.
And you can't stay in too long.
That's right. You're gonna get all pony.
No drinking in the jacuzzi either.
That's like, give us.
Just be careful.
Yeah, no.
For all the people in the
tequila.
Chat saying that they've never heard of Book of Life, like, really
what?
Go watch it.
Go
like,
watch
it is
Book
so
of Life right
good.
Now.
Homework. Book of Life, everybody, and I want...
God, that movie did not get its due diligence
they must,
in
they
advertising.
They must not
it's,
have,
it's
like, sure, done
it's
it
on
right.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix, I believe.
Okay, I'm going to go watch it.
I will watch it this week.
Yeah, or rent it on
I
Amazon for, like,
because
$2.
I'm a little ill.
Yeah. Are you? I'm sorry, you don't feel
oh,
well.
I'm so sorry.
And you're
I'm
okay.
Fine.
It's okay,
you
me
can't
too.
Believe
I am too.
Me.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, you get me sick. The holidays are coming up. I cannot have my immune system down.
Keep it up. Have an emergency.
Yeah,
so
not right now.
Had.
Wait for Disney Movie News to be over. But
no, right now, Keaton, leave right now.
Yeah, Diego Luna is the main character in Book of Life. Yeah, he's one of the main...
Diego.
He's one of them. He's Manolo.
Manolo.
Hey, Leo, if you could redo a Disney movie but make it with a Hispanic background, what would you redo?
Aladdin. I'm just kidding.
Aladdin clearly. Would be dope as a Hispanic
Actually,
story.
Actually,
it would work really
dope.
Well.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly, Tangled would work really
Tangled
well.
Tangled would be really good, too.
Tangled would have been great.
I loved Tangled.
Zootopia.
Oh, Zootopia was so good.
About
animals.
Un police officer.
Oh my god.
He's, yeah, I don't know. Tangled or Aladdin.
Yeah.
Would be good
I mean,
ones.
Any of the ones that like.
I don't know how you do Aladdin because it's about a
you
genie.
You could just make any of them any different.
Well, the thing about, like, when you do look at those films, I feel like what Disney did try to do with those stories is set them in where those stories originally came from. Like, Aladdin originally came from. Yeah. Like,
except for when they did Princess of the Frog and they just decided to make it New Orleans.
Yeah, we're like, we're just going to make it New Orleans.
Yeah.
Or when they did Pocahontas and it was completely wrong. Accurate either.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, yeah, I feel like
I don't know. I don't feel like there's a movie close enough that I feel would embody that sort of that
about
flavor.
Princess and the Frog.
Everyone's saying it's not on maybe. Netflix, by the way.
Book it's not. Yeah. Amazon.
How dare you? Hype it all up. Say honestly, it's on Netflix.
I was going with
rent
Sarah
it
on, that one.
On just rent it like iTunes for $3.
You will be so pleasantly surprised, because that's what I was.
I want to watch it again.
You guys, because
you remember you can't because I watch it with Richie.
No, we watched it together first.
Oh, we watched
first.
It. We told Richie to watch it. That's what it was.
We watched it together first.
And then my roommate watched it, and he was like, dude, I just watched it. I want to watch it again. And because I watched it with her, and then I watched it with him, and then I watched it.
That's what I felt at the end of Moana. It was the first movie in, like, so long that I was like, I could sit and watch this right now.
As a matter of fact, I almost felt like I needed to watch it again. Like, after I watched it the first time, I was like, because I felt like the pacing was janky, which we talked about last week. And I wanted to see it again, knowing what would happen if I felt the same way, and I didn't.
Yeah, that's what Sarah said.
Yeah, I felt like it was much more cohesive the second time.
I
want
to see it again so bad. But I have a feeling my family is going, we have no plans. We're going to go see. I'm going to have to see all the movies.
Just tell them to imagine
the
coconut,
the
you know? Just to consider it once.
Consider its trees.
Yeah, you know, the fibers.
We make our nests from the fibers. The
we
water is sweet inside.
The water is sweet inside. I'm like, pussycat dolls. Every time I hear her voice, I'm like, oh, my God.
A lot of good stuff. A lot of cultural representation come out. Which, by the way, speaking of representation and Hispanic princesses, I met Elena for the first time. Princess
yes,
Elena.
They talked in Spanish together.
Spanish in Orlando, and I'll have that video going up on my YouTube channel. We've got so many videos coming up from this weekend, guys, because it wasn't just a Star Wars event. I guess we're in the personal hour now.
We're running out of time. We're running out of time.
So we get the Star Wars event, which we put some videos on. If you want to see the whole entire ceremony, it's on my YouTube channel for the Death Star. But, you know, I had a meeting with Elena, which will be on my channel. We filmed today. The first video went up. Sarah's been doing daily vlogs. Those went up. I put up a video today about how to optimize your trips in the Disney resorts. We're going to have more vlogs going up, more one-off experiences that we had at the parks that were really cool, some shows. Everything's going to be going up on either Thingamavlogs, my channel, or Sarah's, so check those out, because so much stuff happened in Orlando, but speaking to her in Spanish was so cool. As a matter of fact, I don't even have to pry it out of her. That's just what she does. She wants to teach her Spanish.
Like, practice your Spanish. And Leo was like, what?
And I was like, I'm like, enséñame. And then she taught me how to speak some stuff in Spanish.
I thought you knew how to speak Spanish.
I did.
You pretended.
I do. But I wanted
I was like,
her
why
to
are you
do,
pretending?
Because I wanted her to run me through
why
it.
Are you
like, I didn't want to be like, si ya lo hablo y lo entiendo. You know, so like, you know, and then she doesn't do anything with me. She's like, okay, bye. Adios. So, Elena, do tell Leo. Everybody wants to know about Elena. It was cool. It was just neat to have a princess speak to me in Spanish in Disneyland.
Did you guys meet Moana while you were there?
No, we didn't make way.
But she is Moana.
She is. She sings
Moana.
It.
Moana.
Moana. Yeah,
Moana.
Mona wasn't there, or at least we didn't see her.
Mona.
Why didn't we see her? That's weird.
I don't know where she is.
But we did eat at...
But
we did eat at Ohana.
Ohana.
Ohana
that was really
means
delicious.
Family.
Ohana
means
family.
And family means no one gets left behind.
You know that.
Yeah, guys, I know some stuff.
I know some stuff. I love it when you just pull out like a pack. Like, it's my favorite thing. I actually know poquito Spanish. Teach me. I like how the sentence is all in English except for the word poquito.
Poquito.
Yeah. Do you guys speak Spanish? Anybody?
Sí.
Oh.
I miss Espanol, too.
You miss Espanol, too? High school or college?
High school.
All right.
I took, like, 6 years of Espanol.
6 years? I was like, what is 6 years?
Seis años de Espanol.
De Espanol.
Guys, all right, we got to wrap up.
Anything cool happened with you guys? Anything going on?
Yeah, I got something.
Today, I got a picture. I did this Fantastic Beasts event at Warner Brothers. It was super fun.
Very cool.
I got sorted and...
You got Slytherin.
I did. Well,
look at you. You're blonde with a green shirt on.
I wore green because...
Green is a really nice color on you, by the way.
Thank you. That's why I really... I'm a Packers fan and I'm Slytherin.
Brings that glass.
Thank you. What else did I do? I don't have... My dog got a haircut. No, that's about it. I was jealous. I was jealous about you guys being in Orlando all week. I'm very, very jealous.
You can come with us next time.
I was stalking you guys on Instagram.
Yeah, I was stalking you guys.
Thank you.
Guys. crap.
They're like, shut up.
Like, please sign off. I have a new blog post up. It is how to get over someone in 15 easy steps. So check it out.
Only 15 steps.
Help me.
You're going to have to read the blog post at catslipstickla.com.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We really, really appreciate it. Quick shout out, Super Iron Halo, Miranda Perry, Della Torture, Allison
Better
Scott.
Better start rapping.
Dude. Yeah. We're rapping. That's us rapping. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Really appreciate it. Samantha Ramirez, all of you guys. You have been awesome. Make sure you follow the Popcorn Talk.
No, I meant like rapping. Like, what you want?
Oh,
you
no, no.
We don't have time.
We gotta go. But thank you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. No social handles or anything.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.